Check, check. Hey, what's going on, you guys? Welcome to The Camera Adds 10 Pounds. That's right. I'm your host, Peter Sears. What's up? I'm back. Before we start, got to let you guys know, as always, this podcast is brought to you by my good friends at PerfectShaker.com. I'm drinking out of one right now. PerfectShaker.com has all of your fitness accessory needs. So, for one, they got shaker cups for sure, and they're perfect. Hence the name, Perfect Shaker. They got a little rod in the middle, I forget what it's called, sorry, and there's like a little ring that breaks everything up really nice, like everything mixes perfectly. They have superhero ones, they have wrestling ones, they've got freaking Mortal Kombat, they've got scary movie ones, they've got all kinds of stuff. I love it, dude. They got workout towels, they got pill containers, wrist straps, workout towels. They have the best workout towels. I think I said meal prep bags and containers already. They have all kinds of cool stuff for the fitness lover in your life, whether that's you or somebody else. Do yourselves a favor. Go to PerfectShaker.com. Enter the promo code 10 pounds, the word 10, the word pounds. You will save 15% off of your order. And as always, this podcast is also brought to you by my good friends at Bucked Up Supplements. Bucked Up Supplements. Made in the USA. Salt Lake City, Utah. Anything you want fitness-wise, any goal that you would like to achieve, whether it's weight loss, whether it's muscle gain, whether it's endurance events, whether it's just overall general health, Bucked Up has a supplement for you, okay? Protein powders, pre-workout powders, creatine, which we're going to talk about a little bit today, glutamine, all the amino acids. They got post-workout, they got intra-workout, they have all kinds of supplements. Like I said, whatever your fitness goal is, they have the supplement for you, okay? So, if you want to get in shape, do yourselves a favor, go to buckedup.com, enter promo code 10 pounds, the number 10, the word pounds, you will save 20% off of your order. Thank me later. So, what's up, you guys? We are back. We are back. I didn't realize I'd been gone for almost, or for 2 weeks, but you know, my life is literally a fucking whirlwind, so, you know, I can't apologize, it just is what it is. And you know what's funny? This is at least the second time I've done it, maybe even the third time that I've done it, but I've taken my podcast equipment with me on the road to do podcasts, and then I forget either, a couple weeks ago, my thing wasn't working, and I thought it was my podcast recorder, and apparently it was my SD disk, which I didn't know until I bought a new disk, but we were in the middle of nowhere, so, and then there's been a couple times where I forgot my cord for my laptop, or, you know, there's always, I feel like it's always something when I go on the road and I forget to do it, so, anyway, I'm sorry, but we're back. Let's talk about some stuff. So, really quick, like, I'll just get into the start of this, so those of you guys tuning in for vital information, here you go. I started taking creatine about, let's see, where are we at? So I started December 2nd or 3rd, somewhere around there. And then we're now in January, February, March. So essentially 3 weeks into March. So I've essentially been taking it I just stopped because you have to cycle it, but basically for 3 months. You're supposed to cycle it. You know, you'll read different articles, but excuse me, Petey got sick in Florida this weekend. You know, everyone, every article that you read on the internet, and I don't know where else you would read articles, I guess if you actually bought magazines or newspapers these days, I guess you would read it that way, but most people, I feel like, read articles online. Now, depending on where you get that information online, you know, it's not always, you know, the best information, but for the most part, you can find some pretty good information online. And creatine is one that it's probably, you know, from every article that you do read about it, it is probably the best and most researched supplement out there for muscle gain. And If you know anything about me, I don't know how many of you guys know me personally or whatever, but I've never been a big, like, I want to get bigger guy, which is really weird because most guys just want to get really big. And it's like, yeah, I guess. But, like, I don't know. Like, if you guys are listening to this, you know something about me. So you know that I have a dance background. I still enjoy dancing. You know, you might see me post a dance video every once in a while just to show these motherfuckers that I still got it, you know. And I like dancing. I do. And there's a, I gotta fix the sound here a little bit. There is, how can I say it? There's a certain size of me that looks a certain way on camera, whether it be in pictures or like on video. Like, you know, I post a lot of stand-up clips, obviously. And also just like the way I move and with the things I do, like, I've never really wanted to be a big guy as far as like huge. Like, yeah, like sometimes I want my arms to be just like a little thicker, or like maybe my chest, or like something, you know. You can always tweak stuff a little bit. Like, I think that the thing about me when it comes to like physical fitness is I've never, for this is just me personally, I'm not saying this is how you need to be. Everybody's fitness journey is different. I understand that. I'm just speaking from my perspective, okay? Is I've never been really, I'm never completely satisfied. Like, every time I'm in great shape, which is pretty much all the time, but, you know, there's different cycles that we go through and whatever, you know? And every time I'm there, you know how you know, you actually, we'll do this. You'll know when I'm really feeling myself, when you see more and more, you know, either Instagram stories or pictures on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, fucking Threads, whatever. When you see with, you know, some regularity, stuff with me shirtless, that's when you know, like, I'm really feeling myself. And because I've been transforming my body over these last 3 months, and because it's just been really cold, mostly, everywhere, at least everywhere I go, I've been going, you know, all over the place to places that are fucking freezing. You know, I was in Wisconsin, I was in Vancouver, I was in Montana, I was in Maine, I was just, New Mexico was frozen. Like, I've been in all these places that have been frozen. So it was actually kind of nice to go to Florida last weekend, even though, I don't know, someone with fucking alligator, meth alligator COVID gave me some, I don't know. I don't think it's COVID, but I didn't get a test because I'm not really going anywhere. So it's like, I mean, if I take a test, then what? I'm still not going to do anything because I feel like shit. I've been home for like the last 3 days. Anyway, my point is you'll know when I'm really feeling myself when you start seeing more shirtless stuff of me. Anyway, but after that last marathon I ran, sorry guys, I told you I was sick. After that last marathon I ran, which was in December, I decided that I was going to spend, I knew I didn't have another race in the books until this weekend, which I don't think I can run it now because I've been sick all week. My strength is just gone. I doubt I'll be at marathon strength in 3 days, but maybe. I wanted to take some creatine because I felt like I've kind of really focused on, you know, just running marathons the last maybe year or so. I mean, even though it's been like a couple years since I really started training, I mean, it's really been since COVID, since I was in Oklahoma, that I really started like getting in marathon mode, you know. But maybe like the last year I ran so many marathons that I felt like I might have lost a little bit of muscle. So I decided that I was going to start taking creatine. And I wasn't, I wasn't in what they call a bulking phase. What's a bulking phase, Peter? Well, a bulking phase is when you're trying to gain muscle, and in order to gain the extra muscle, you eat more than you would normally eat so that you have a caloric surplus. We've talked about this before, but you have a caloric surplus. But really, people use the phrase bulking phase as an excuse to just eat whatever the fuck they want. And, you know, they're usually, like, if you ever see, and then this is different in the bodybuilding world, but if you ever see, like, a bodybuilder, you know, like, honestly, I don't really pay attention to bodybuilding anymore because it's just not, like, I respect those guys, I think it's great, and all that stuff. I have never had a desire to do that, to compete. I never want to be that big. I never want to not eat any carbs for, you know, 2 weeks and dehydrate myself for 3 days and just take steroids for, you know, 2 years. Like, there's all these different things, but a lot of respect for them, but I don't know who, like, the big famous bodybuilders are. But my point was, if you see them when they're not in competition, like when they're not on stage, They you could tell they work out, and some of them, you know, everyone's a little bit different, but some of these guys walk around and they have no definition at all. They're just really big and bulky, and you're just like, oh, okay. And, but, you know, they're professionals, so they know what they need to do. You know, their goals is always to get bigger, and then before they go on stage, you know, for a few weeks, they cut. Until you see them, the final product, when they're on stage and their muscles are popped and their veins are bulging and everything's bulging, right? Except their dicks, because for some reason, bodybuilders all look like they have small dicks, whatever. And I didn't do that on this. Like, okay, so my point was, that's bodybuilders. Then there's, like, normal people, like, a lot of the people at my fucking, the new gym that I started working out at, because I couldn't stand my other fucking gym. I think I told you guys that. I don't remember if I did or not. I started working at a new gym because I just could not stand how much fucking people talked and bullshitted at my other gym, and people were just annoying the fuck out of me because of that. It's like I said, go to the gym, dude. Everyone's journey is different, right? But I'm sorry, dude. If I see you at the gym and you're not in good shape, and then you're sitting around there fucking talking to everybody the whole time you're there, you're spending more time talking, and I could hear your conversation over my music that's blasting in my headphones. Like, I don't know if you guys have, I don't know how many of you guys have iPhones. I have an iPhone. And if you have an iPhone, there's a notification now that pops up that tells you you've been listening to the music for too loud, for too long. And I get that notification a lot because I just fucking rock out to that shit, dude. When I'm running, when I'm working out, like, I don't want to hear, I just want to be in my fucking zone. And so if I could still hear you bullshitting, it pisses me off, it annoys me. And then I look at you and you're not in shape, and I'm like, yeah, dude, you're fucking wasting your time here, okay? You're wasting your time. You talk about how you work out for 3 hours every day or whatever, and it's like, no, you don't, dude. You fucking bullshit and talk to everybody at the gym. You don't work out for 3 hours, and that's why you don't look like you work out for 3 hours. I'd be embarrassed if I walked around telling people that I worked out for 3 hours every day and I didn't look like it. Like, I'd be fucking embarrassed. So anyway, like I said, everybody's journey's different, but that shit pisses me off. That's why I joined a new gym. However, at this gym that I work out at now, you have a lot of people that are wannabe bodybuilders that seem to always be in the bulking phase, and nobody has definition at, I mean, I'm not saying nobody, but everybody seems like they're in a bulking phase right now at my gym. I don't see anybody actually cutting, so whatever that means. I think that some people just convince themselves that they're bulking so that it's an excuse for them to eat whatever they want and then be like, oh, I'm bulking. And then it's like, okay, well, where's the cut coming? When's the cut? You've been bulking for like 2 years now, dude. Come on. And a lot of it, you know, people don't want to do cardio because they're too lazy. It's too hard. You know, they just want to be strong. And it's like, nothing wrong with being strong, dude. Some of these people can fucking deadlift, you know, 400, 500 pounds. You know, that's all great. But I don't know. I want abs, dude. I like having a six pack. I just like having a six pack. I like you being able to see the veins in my arms. I like being able to flex my triceps. You know what I mean? Like, I like that. I like my dick route. You know what I mean? The path to paradise, I like to call it. That little fucking V line that goes down from your abs to your dick, dude. I like that shit. A lot of people at the gym don't fucking have it because they're bulking. So, I say all this because, like I said, I have been, I didn't realize my other mic was on. Sorry if it sounded weird for the first 15 minutes of this podcast. God, I when I tell you guys I haven't been this sick in a long time, trust, okay? I actually came home from Florida a day early because I'll share the story. So Saturday night I started getting like the chills, but like I hadn't been feeling sick before that. Like I didn't have any symptoms literally at all. And like I started getting like hot, you know, like, and I started getting like not hot, like I started getting chills, and I started feeling like my chest was heating up. It's really weird. And I started having like a panic attack because I thought that maybe someone had slipped me something, because it's Florida, dude. Like, I don't fucking know. These bitches are ugly. I'm not going to fuck any of these chicks. I wasn't in a nice part of Florida, by the way. I was in St. Cloud, Florida, which is just outside of Orlando, which I thought would mean that it was kind of like Orlando. Fucking nope. That'd be like going to L.A. or thinking you're going to L.A. and then going to Pacoima and being like, this is just like L.A. Fucking no, dude. Okay? or being like, oh, I'm in Downey. You're like, Downey, Paramount, what the fuck? That was basically what was going on this past weekend. So I just, and they put me in this old ass fucking hotel. You know, I'm grateful for every comedy job that I get, you know, especially the ones that I get on my own without any help from anyone, which is like 90% of them, you know. But when you put me in a hotel that's like a fucking, like the hotel, it, now I'll say this. There were no roaches. It was clean. It was very clean. It was, you know, very well kept. It was just really old, arguably haunted. Like, it looked like it could be haunted. It felt like it could be haunted. I did some research online, and people online say it's haunted. I talked to a girl that used to work there, and she said it was definitely haunted. So, for all accounts, I'm going with it. It's haunted. Didn't experience anything myself, but just like a weird and sad, depressing hotel. Like, I've talked about these before. There are some hotels and just gigs that you do, or that I do, and I'm there by myself, you know, and I'm just like, man, this is why comedians kill themselves, you know? This is why, because it's very sad and depressing. And I tried to do stuff. Like, I walked around, quote-unquote, downtown St. Cloud, and it took me all of, like, 10 minutes, dude. Like, there was nothing to do. So I just kind of spent my time working out and, you know, like I always do, and writing and stuff like that, watching wrestling, eating barbecue and whatever. Like, that was kind of... I went to spring training while I was down there and stuff, but I kind of just wanted to get... I left a day early, so that tells you everything you need to know about where I was. Anyway, Saturday night, I start to think that someone fucking slipped me something. Jesus, sorry. I haven't been coughing all day, and now all of a sudden I'm coughing. Probably because I'm talking and haven't talked all day. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, you guys. I will not win a Pulitzer Prize for this podcast. Or this episode, at least. But I started feeling sick, and then I'm still sick now, so there you go. That was Saturday. I'm now recording this on Wednesday. Wait, is it Wednesday? Yeah, today's Wednesday. I don't even know what fucking day it is, dude. So, I say this because I want to talk about creatine. I want to talk about creatine. So, like I said, I decided that I wanted to gain muscle and just take creatine and not do the thing where I'm like bulking and eating whatever I want. I'm still eating well, you know, I'm still keeping a very clean diet. You know, I give myself, you know, I allow myself to splurge here and there, you know, but I'm pretty disciplined, you guys. You know, I you know, I'm 44. I'm gonna be 45 in a couple months. I'm single. I am ready to date. I know there've been some girls in different places. nobody at home, because I'm never really home. And when I'm home, I'm working. And then when I'm on the road, I'm also working, but it's just a different environment. I'm more social as far as like doing things when I'm on the road than when I'm home, for what that's worth. But anyway, it's just like, I want to look good, dude. I want to look good. I like being in good shape. I like, you know, being able to take a shirtless photo and not feeling weird about it. But not only not feeling weird about it, because some people take shirtless photos and you're like, bro, I think you should put your shirt back on. You know, I don't want people to think that. I want people to be like, fuck you, Peter, for posting that shirtless photo. And I know some of you guys probably think that, and that's okay. That's why I do it. I also want some girls to see the photo and be like, damn, dude, he takes good care of himself. I should suck that guy's dick. That's what I want. It's possible. Guys can post thirst traps too, okay? So, started taking creatine, and in the last 3 months, you guys, I've gained 10 pounds of muscle, which is crazy, because I'm normally right at about 160. If I'm, like, right up before a race or right after a race, I'm probably, you know, going to be under 160 a little bit, you know, but for the most part, I'm around 160. And weight doesn't matter, but when you're running marathons, it does matter, because your feet are hitting the pavement, and the joints are absorbing the impact of the weight you're carrying around, so you kind of want to be as light as possible when you're a runner. That's why if you look at runners, pretty light and pretty lean, right? Yeah, you get it. But I wanted to gain some muscle, you know? I participated in that High Rocks race that we talked about, you know, a few months ago. I was going to go to the one in New York now, but now all of a sudden the company that was sponsoring me has disappeared, and it's whatever. It's fine. I can do plenty of other things. There's Spartan races. There's just me doing shit for fun. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? But I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And that's what creatine is. Like, it's a supplement to help you gain muscle. And, you know, there's a lot of benefits to taking creatine, you know. And obviously, you know that it helps you gain muscle. But one of the things it's at, I'm not going to get super scientific, but it helps you with ATP. Which is adenosine triphosphate, if you guys care. But basically, it's what your muscles use for energy, right? And all of, like, your basic life functions that your body uses ATP. And if you use creatine, it allows you to produce more ATP. So you have more energy, you have more stamina when you're working out. So, like, let's say, just an easy example, let's say you curl 25-pound dumbbells, right? You're doing curls with 25-pound dumbbells. Let's say your muscles start to burn at 7 reps. 7 reps is the most you can do. You take creatine, and you're probably going to be able to do 9, 10, 12 reps. You do more reps, that's going to help you get stronger. It's going to help you build more muscle. Get it? So that's one way it does it. What it also does is it allows more water to get into your muscles, so your muscles swell up, so you look like your muscles are bigger. Cell volumization is the scientific term. It helps you with high-intensity exercise or like sprinting. What I also learned, though, and didn't know this, it's actually really good for your brain. So the thing is, the reason why it's the most researched supplement, it's something our body makes already, but our bodies don't make a lot of it, and to get the amount that you need from food, you would have to eat like a lot of meat, and it's not really necessarily that healthy to eat the amount of meat you would need to get all of the creatine that your body needs. Does that make sense? Your body makes creatine, but not enough of it. So when you take more creatine, it just gives you more of what your body already makes and needs, and it helps you build muscle that way. Like I said, you don't, you're so now you're able to work out harder, longer, you know, you're able to get more water into your muscles, so your cells are volumizing. Double whammy, right? And like I said, it's good for your brain function. I didn't really notice that, but like, yeah, over the last few weeks, you know, I talked about ashwagandha a few weeks ago, but I had noticed that I did seem to just to feel like I was on it a little bit more, and I was like, oh shit, it's probably the fucking creatine, dude. No shit. Okay. So yes, it has all of those benefits, and it helps you. It just helps you gain muscle faster. And who doesn't want to gain muscle faster? There are studies, and not a lot of studies, but there are studies that show that it could help with Alzheimer's or help prevent Alzheimer's because, again, it's good for your brain. It says it can improve brain function and memory. It helps you reduce fatigue and tiredness. Like, I get it, dude. It's safe. It's effective. There's no side effects whatsoever. Okay, I mean, let me rewind that. There's no real side effects. Now, because it's a cell volumization, I told you it gets more water into your muscles, it does 100% require you to drink more water. And if you don't drink more water, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get diarrhea. So I definitely can attest to that. I've gotten some diarrhea at times. And then I know that I just need to drink more water, and then I won't have diarrhea anymore. So there you go. There's a million companies that do it. You know, I take Bucked Up Creatine because, hello, they're a sponsor, blah. It's just creatine, dude. Like, you don't have to take Bucked Up, you know, but if you do, use my promo code 10 pounds. But you can go to GNC or Vitamin Shop or wherever and just order some fucking creatine, dude. Take it. You know, some people say there should be a loading phase. Some people say there shouldn't be. Do whatever you want, but take it for 8 to 12 weeks at a time and then see how you like it. See what the kind of gains you get in that amount of time. And then take a couple weeks off. And then if you want to get bigger and stronger, then take it some more. I just stopped taking it, so I'm going to take a few weeks off. I stopped because I was supposed to run a marathon this week, like I said, but since I'm sick, I'm probably not going to run one now, so... In my current state, I cannot run a marathon. I'll just say that. I can't even run around the block. Although I did go for a 20-minute walk today because you're supposed to get 20 minutes of sunlight because vitamin D is good for you. Remember when COVID was a thing and they weren't telling you on the television that a lot of the people, like I think it was like 80% of the people that were in the hospital with COVID, along with 70% of the people that were in the hospital being clinically obese, about 80% of them had vitamin D deficiencies. So how do you prevent that? Take a supplement with vitamin D or get your ass outside in the sun. Do you think it was a coincidence that I was out on the fucking farm all day long chucking watermelons that summer in the sun, didn't get COVID in a place where nobody was wearing masks and everyone was gathering and we're going to fucking rodeos with 1,200 people and shit? Peter didn't get COVID because he wasn't obese and he didn't have vitamin D deficiency. You know, when I did get COVID was when I shot my special, and that's hilarious, although I didn't know I had it, but whatever. Anyway, so creatine, there you go. I highly recommend it. Do you? Okay. Aside from that, last couple weeks have been a lightning blur, man. We were in, went to New Mexico, went to Arizona, and just got back from Florida. And let me tell you guys, I had this week off because I didn't schedule myself for any gigs this weekend because I, in my mind, I really wanted to go to see the Dodgers play in South Korea this week. They're supposed to, they're actually, as I record this, they've already played their first game. You know, I'm a big Dodger fan. And so I left that weekend open, and the next weekend is opening day here in L.A., you know, when the guys are in town. So I kind of wanted to be here for both of those things. And then the following weekends, one of my really good friends is getting married, so I had to take that weekend off. So I actually have 3 weekends in a row. I'm going to do some shows here in town over the next couple weekends, but I'm not on the road these next 3 weekends. My buddy's getting married. Shout out to my buddy Juan. Duke, who decided to get married the same weekend as fucking WrestleMania, so I couldn't go, but that's okay. you know, you only get married once, right? Yeah. So, I'm just kidding. I love you, Juan. He's like my little brother. Except he's more brown. But, New Mexico. Okay, so I told you guys how I fucking tripped balls on mushrooms in Montana and fucking thought I was going to die. It's really funny. Like, I've been having these experiences lately where I think I'm going to die. And so that must be some kind of subconscious. I mean, I think that everyone can attest that has taken too many mushrooms that that's definitely a thing that you might experience at some point. Like, you know, and, you know, what mushrooms do, and I'm no expert because I've only done them, I don't know, 27, no, not that many times. But I do know that they heighten the emotions that you're in and your senses and all that stuff. So I do think that I have this, not subcon, like I don't want to die. Like I know we're all going to die, like obviously, but maybe we don't, you know? Maybe we're the generation that lives long enough, you know, to witness and be a part of, you know, some new scientific breakthrough, aside from the ones that we already have. Because, I mean, people live longer now than they used to even 50 years ago. Even though we live in the fattest country in the world, people are taking better care of themselves. You know, I always talk about how I look and feel much better than my parents did when they were my age. I've also been very vocal about the fact that I'm now, I mean, I've outlived my mom at this point in my life, which was a thing. So I think that there is this, you know, it's like, yeah, I know we're going to die, but I don't know, maybe we could, you know, beat the science, or not beat the science, but like maybe we can get the science. But I do know that I have this, it's like I said, I know I'm going to die, but I think this fear of dying before I accomplish everything that I want to accomplish in life. And I haven't yet, but I'm going to be honest with you guys, I'm very close. I'm very close to doing, I mean, I do have some goals that I'd like to share with you because they were inspired by some events this weekend. So, my point was, I talked about going to Montana, doing mushrooms, thinking I was going to die, not dying, obviously, and then coming back, and then saying that I was going to go to New Mexico the following week, do some more mushrooms, because my plan wasn't to do mushrooms in Montana. My plan wasn't even to go to Montana. If you guys remember, that was a last-minute gig that I took because they offered it to me, and I could not turn down the money because it was the most money I've ever been offered to do a comedy job, and it was a place I wanted to go anyway. Montana, hello, Justin Timberlake lives there. Hello, Yellowstone is filmed there. Hello, it's fucking Montana, and it's wintertime, dude. Why wouldn't I go? My intention was not to do mushrooms there, but the girl gave them to me, so when in Rome, fucking, you know, and it did not go well. So my plan was to do mushrooms. By the way, while I'm talking on about these mushrooms, I fucking lost my mushrooms. I don't know what I did with them. That's another story altogether. I lost, like, let's see. I think it's a... So 4 grams is an ounce, I think. That might not be right. But I had 4 grams of mushrooms, and I only took 1 gram. So I lost 3 grams of mushrooms. I don't know where I lost them. I didn't take them. But we went to New Mexico, had great fucking shows, sold out one of the nights. Went to Santa Fe, New Mexico for the first time, never been there. If I'm being honest, not a bad place, but not my cup of tea. I can see why people like it and why people go. Not my scene, so I would probably not go again unless I was getting paid to go there. But we went to this, like, art thing called Meow Wolf, which is, like, this interactive art exhibit type thing with like all these different colors and rooms and dimensional experiences and whatever, dude. I can't really describe it if you've never been. It's kind of a trip. It's a live art exhibit. That's why they call it that. And so we took some mushrooms, or I did. And no, did John take them too? I think John took some too. Honestly, I think he took less than I did though. And it was fine. I took the same amount that I was told that I took in Montana. So I'm still convinced. Oh, by the way, I don't even know if I told you guys this. I don't remember because I do too many podcasts and I never remember what I say on podcasts. But I went back to the place where I bought my mushrooms initially. And I was looking for the same mushrooms because I, you know that the one that the girl gave me in Montana was too fucking strong for me. So I was like, oh, he was like, can I help you? I was like, oh, I was looking for these mushrooms, blah, blah, blah. You guys don't have them anymore. And I told him which ones they were. He's like, oh, yeah, we don't sell those anymore. We got a lot of complaints about them. And I was like, oh, what were the complaints? He's like, oh, they just weren't as strong as people, or as they were supposed to be. And I was like, I fucking knew it, dude. This whole time I've been thinking I've been taking 1.5 grams. And who knows what I've been taking, because when I was in Montana, I only took 1 gram, and I was on another fucking planet. So, yeah, I agree. I would be another person to complain about those fucking mushrooms. What else you got? So he gave me some other ones, and I took those when we went to the art thing. And it was fine. Like, I felt fine. Honestly, my senses were heightened, but I honestly just think that there were too many kids there. There's a lot of kids there. And I don't hate all kids, but I hate a lot of kids. And I hate a lot of kids running around unsupervised while I'm on mushrooms fucking sitting in a room with, you know, different LED screens being displayed. And I'm trying to fucking trip out. And these kids are running around acting fucking retarded. So, yeah. That's when I don't like kids, but a lot of my friends have kids that I enjoy, and I love my nephews and my nieces, and so I think it's just certain types of kids. Bratty, annoying, fucking loud kids, I think they annoy everybody, right? Unless they're yours. And even if they're yours, they probably bother you too. You just don't want to admit it, right? I don't know. So it was fine. You know, we did shows in Arizona, fucking another sold-out show, great. Florida shows were not sold out at all. I guess, well, I mean, it was St. Paddy's Day weekend, so there was a lot of shit going on, apparently, and like I said, this town didn't really have a whole lot to offer. I walked around downtown 10 minutes. It was about 25 minutes from Orlando, but once you get into Orlando, it's, you know, you got to drive around Disney, and I actually thought about going to Disney, but because it was spring break, it was like almost $200 for one day. And almost $300 for like a multi-park pass. And I'm like, fucking no, dude. This is highway robbery. I will go to Disney within the next couple weeks here in California, get the California discount, and just do what I do there. Because I really just wanted to go and get on Rise of the Resistance, to be honest. I really wanted to go on the Avatar ride, but I wasn't going to spend $200 just to go to Wild Animal Park or Kingdom, whatever they fucking call it. So, I didn't go to Disney. So, I definitely need a Disney trip soon. Anybody wants to go to Disney with me, that's fine. I think Rise of the Resistance is cool, man. I want to fucking go. I love Star Wars. I just finished watching Ahsoka, finally. It's whatever. But Florida shows were very interesting. They weren't bad shows. They were just bad audiences. And when I say that, I don't mean like, I mean, it was very clear I was in a very red location. And when I mean red, I mean like a lot of, you know, Republican Trump supporters and whatever. And nothing wrong with that, dude. I literally give two shits on who people vote for. A lot of the places that I go and do comedy are red, either states or cities or whatever. A lot of Republican voters, but, you know, I'm not really a political comic. I don't talk about, I mean, I used to kind of make some Trump jokes and whatever, and then I just realized it's just not worth it because you're going to divide the crowd, and I just focus on being funny in a different, in different ways, and it seems to go pretty well, you know. So, but just people were like, people were just yelling shit out, but not like in a bad way. Like, I didn't get into any argument. I got into a little mini argument with one person. That was the only one that was like, it kind of got weird for like a second, because, you know, there weren't a lot of people at my show on Saturday. And it was because there was like a St. Patrick's Day parade at the same time. They had a night St. Patrick's Day parade in this little fucking small town, and everybody was there. And so I commented on the fact that everybody was at the parade and not, there wasn't a lot of people there. And then some guy yells out, yeah, the gay parade. And I was like, no, it's the same. But like, first of all, why are you going to say that? Like, why? It's a St. Patrick's Day parade. You know it's a St. fucking Patrick's Day parade. And so then I said, no, it's a St. Patrick's Day parade. I'm sure there's a lot of gay people there too. Who fucking cares, dude? Like, who cares? You fuck a guy, you fuck a girl. Like, if you're a guy and a girl and you fuck each other, like, who fucking cares, dude? Like, it's 2024. Why are we still, like, I mean, it just gives you the mentality. And then I was talking, you know, I have this joke about, you know, pussy-ass people raising pussy-ass kids, basically. And some guy's like, oh, they're probably Biden supporters. And it's just like, dude, I'm serious, dude. I'm so not looking forward to this election cycle, because I might not even be on Facebook, you know, for the month or so. I mean, I have to be for fucking work, but like, I'm not looking forward to all the fucking bullshit political arguments that people get into online. One, with their friends and family. Two, with fucking strangers. It's so pointless. Like, it's so pointless, and if your whole identity revolves around your politics, dude, it's fucking stupid. Politicians, and this is not Radical Peter or anything, this is just me knowing what I know. Politicians don't give a fuck about any of us. All they care about is lining up with the right corporations that are going to line their pockets so that they could front whatever bill benefits that corporation. You know what I'm saying? An oil company is going to give money to this politician so they can pass this bill that gives their corporation a tax break or more money or whatever the fuck, dude. That's all they do. They all take money from corporations. They all receive insider tips from a company that might be merging or whatever. How do you think? Politicians, I mean, they make decent money. They may all make six figures, but a lot of these people are like millionaires, and maybe they were born into money, but a lot of them make it because they're suddenly, once they become politicians, these amazing stock traders and whatever. You're like, hold on, like Nancy Pelosi's husband, you're going to tell me he knows more about the stock market than Warren Buffett? Like, that he has a better track record than Warren Buffett, like the smartest person that supposedly when it comes to stuff, like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, it's all, and they all hang out with each other. All the people in DC, all the senators and whatever, like, yeah, when the TV's on and they're on, you know, fucking, they're on Capitol Hill in the Senate, whatever, like debating shit and talking shit to each other. And then once the cameras aren't rolling, they're out having lunch at fucking Mastro's or whatever the fuck fancy restaurants there are. Like, they're all friends, dude. Like, these people in these small towns think that, like, Donald Trump gives a fuck about them. He only gives a fuck about their vote. That's all he cares about. You think Donald Trump's going to St. Cloud, Florida, dude? You're fucking stupid, okay? But also, like, I'm not going to be on there like, oh, Biden this. Like, Biden looks like he's going to die any fucking day, okay? Which is, I've learned over the last few years, like, to tie your whole identity into a political party and, like, that's everything you post about, and it's just, it's fucking dumb, dude. Like, and that's why, like, I love the fact that, like, I'm so passionate about so many things. So when people follow me, I think sometimes, you know, if, like, they come to a show and they think I'm funny and they want to follow me, and then they're like, wait a minute, what's all this fucking What's all this NSYNC bullshit, or what's all this wrestling shit? What's all this baseball shit? Like, I just wanted the comedy. Like, they get all these other things because, like, my identity is all the things I love, and politics is not my identity, you know. And if it is for you, then I don't know. You need to take a look in the mirror, dude, because seriously, those people don't give a fuck about you. So anyway, people would yell shit like that out. Like I said, nobody was really yelling at me or anything, but it was just like the shows were just weird. You know, people had fun. You know, like I said, they weren't bad shows. They were just weird. Like, I'm a big storyteller on stage. If you haven't seen me on stage before, which is kind of weird at this point, but if you're listening to this and you haven't seen me on stage, but maybe it's possible, I tell stories. And so if I'm telling a story, some of it, you know, I've rehearsed all of this at this point. You know, maybe I'm trying something new every once in a while. I mean, I do, but like, you know, I rely on timing and spacing, and there's certain words that go here, and then there's this pause for dramatic effect or to set up the next word that I'm going to say. And if you yell shit out, then you're fucking up what I'm about to say, and then it fucks everything else up, dude. It fucks up the rhythm, dude. Shut the fuck up. And they were letting him talk, and it was pissing me off. And the guy afterwards was like, oh, I was going to say something, but, you know, they were fine. I'm like, oh, really? Were they fucking fine, asshole? No, they weren't fucking fine. I was like, they weren't fine, dude. They were fucking up the show. Those people that paid money, which is all of them, but they would have gotten a better show if you would have shut those people the fuck up. So you don't care about your customers. That's fine. It was annoying. The shows were weird, but, you know, they had barbecue at the venue. So that was pretty sweet. I had barbecue all weekend. Maybe that's why I got sick. I don't know, dude, but I went to spring training in Florida. That was cool. The highlight of my week, the highlight, which you may or may not know, depending on what avenue you follow me on social media, is I got to be there in person to witness the NSYNC reunion. I know, dude. Fucking after 22 years. Yeah, they reunited like in 2011, I think, or no, in 2013, on the MTV Awards. But that was just like a thing. It was great, you know. But like, I got to be there in person for them to sing their brand new song, and it was fucking amazing. There's so many things that had to go right for me to be able to be there, right there in that moment. I didn't win tickets. There was a raffle for tickets to see Justin. It was a private Justin show here in LA. You had to register on Ticketmaster, and there was a raffle. I didn't win, so I showed up hoping to get in on one of the extra tickets. They let in, I want to say, I don't know the exact number, somewhere between 60 and 65 people. I was number 54. I know. And it was fucking great. And then I just started thinking, like, okay, I've seen the Dodgers win the World Series in person, and a lot of shit had to go wrong and right for me to be able to fucking witness that the way I did. Everything happens for a reason. Fate, destiny, whatever. I believe in all that stuff. But I know that everything that happened was supposed to happen the way it did so that I could be there. And then now here, fast forward a couple years later, I mean, almost 4 years later, actually, and I got to witness in person my favorite band of all time reunite in a surprise performance. And again, a lot of things had to go wrong and right for me to be there in that very moment. And it's just like, this is what I was supposed to do. Everything that's happened up to this point, this is how it was supposed to go down. And so now I'm thinking, it's just like, okay, like, those are the two best days of my life. And there's only a couple things left to do, you know? Get a comedy special, like an act. Like, I mean, obviously I filmed my special, financed it myself, put it out for free on YouTube. But like, I want somebody to give me money for my fucking special this next time. I mean, I'm probably going to film something at the end of the year because there's some jokes that I told you guys. Maybe I didn't. I think I did, though. Like, that I'm probably not going to be able to tell anymore. They're just, I'm not getting tired of telling them necessarily. It's just like, I'm already working newer stuff in, and it's just, you know, I think I want to just film them and put them out there, you know, but I would like to get a special, and I would like to film it where I saw NSYNC reunite at the Wiltern, dude. I think I could do it. It seats, I think, I want to say like 1,200 people or 1,800 people. Film it, fucking get it on Netflix or HBO, whatever, dude. Like, I would love that. And I would love to get married, I think, one day. Like, just to find that person that I can share my life with, like, and that can come with me to some of these fucking cool places and share these experiences that I've mostly been experiencing on my own over these last few months. Like, you know, I think with that, like, my life is complete, dude. Maybe throw a kid in there. I don't fucking know, dude. But, like, I don't know. It's two once-in-a-lifetime experiences that I got to be a part of that I'll never forget. And it's just like, man, like, really doing the thing, dude. I'm so lucky. Like I said, there, for both of those things, for me to witness both of those things in person, like I said, a lot of shit had to go wrong and right for me to be able to experience, and I can't really trade that. So with that being said, like I said, I'm going to do some spots around town, but I don't really have any big road gigs coming up for the next couple weeks until April, where I'll be at JP's Comedy Club headlining April 11th and 12th. Is that correct? Yep. No, that's not right. April 12th and 13th. Whatever the fucking Friday is, dude. I'm sorry. I don't have my phone in front of me, so I don't know what the calendar... Hold on. I'll look at it right now on the computer. 224 calendar. 2024 calendar. Okay. Not now. Not now. April 12th and 13th, I'm headlining JP's Comedy Club in Gilbert, Arizona. And then April 18th, 19th, and 20th, I'll be in Hyenas Comedy Club in Dallas, Texas. So that's where I'm going to be in a few weeks. So until then, fucking listen to my podcasts. Share my fucking funny ass clips that you see me post on fucking Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and YouTube. Share that shit. I mean it. Share that shit so I could fucking go viral. Because I post fucking hilarious clips, dude. I'm serious. You guys know I do. And if you don't want to fucking admit that I do, you're a fucking hater. Why are you listening to this in the first place? Anyway, this has been the Camera Adds 10 Pounds, you guys. My name is Peter Sears. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.